Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. Happy Monday, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. Deb. And today I'm going to talk briefly, commentary, about the shame of racism and why we can't talk about it. Of course, we can't talk about it because the shame involved in racism. Conversation is hard enough, but when you come to a conversation with fear and angst and, of course, shame and disillusionment, then that makes the conversation even more difficult to have. But the conversation about racism is one that we cannot keep avoiding. This is Dr. Deborah. You can reach me at drdeborah@drdeboranixon.com if you would like to email me. If you like to make commentary, there is a phone number that is showing up on your screen. You can call to ask a question or make a comment. So, why is shame such a daunting thing? Because what it is shame makes you feel like you are the bad person, totally ignoring the context of your life, how you got to where you are, and in this case, how we got to where we are. We understand, we know our history, those of us who care to pay attention to the history of the transatlantic slave trade and how black people got here and how black people were treated, okay? And then freedom came to some degree, and the treatment didn't change very much. The only difference was the chains, the location of the chains just moved from one part of our bodies to the other part. But those chains, guys, were not just on the black American mindset. It was on the white American mindset. But then we moved through our history, and we're here today with, I'm having this conversation with you via the internet, online, on my cell phone. So we have come a long way technologically. But sociologically, we are still stuck back in the 1800s, where black people are still thinking that they are less than human in many ways, and white people are agreeing with that. So you have this system, this understanding of who we are and who you are and who you are and who we are. You have this way of thinking about what it means to be black and what it means to be white and everybody's position. And, of course, there's some awful things that have transpired prior to and during slavery and since slavery. And so we are still living in a world that is totally divided. And I said last week that I am the family member that is going to nag everybody until we sit down at the kitchen table with the right people, with the right frame of mind to have this conversation. Now, we'll talk about the frame of mind another time, but I wanted to go ahead and jump right into the shame aspect of racism, and I think I've shared this with you before, but it bears mentioning again is that I taught diversity at a very extremely diverse university in South Florida. And as I taught the class, it took me a minute to realize why the white students were struggling with this idea. Now, one of the things that everybody struggled with in the class is that I said that to be racist is not really a bad thing. And what makes it not bad is because everybody has been trained to think that way. It is the way our culture is. It is the American culture. And so when you normalize it and say it makes sense that you would think that people are lazy or black men or rapists or they are predators or criminals or black women or, you know, loose, all of these ideas that black people are not as smart, it makes sense that you believe that. It makes sense that we believe that because for centuries, that was life. That was how it was. That's what everybody thought. And then you add into that scientists who come up with these different kinds of races of people that makes it even more true. Then you have a world of people who think like that. Okay, now fast forward again, and we're here in the 21st century, late 21st century, and we are still not coming to grips with what this ideology has done to us. And at the end of that, it is the, within that, it is the shame of having done, are having ancestors who treated people this way, and then having ancestors who have been subjected to that. So we're all victims. Someone just said to me the other day that I put a post on YouTube, and they said I sound like a victim. Well, let me just say to that person and to the rest of you, we are all victims, period. It's nothing, and he was trying to shame me in that, but I'm sorry, my brother, it did not work because I totally accept that. And if you were not a victim, you wouldn't have found it necessary to say that to me. So we have been victimized by the institution of racism, institutionalized racism, in the sense that in every fabric, every piece of this tapestry of the American culture, there is some aspect of it. Cannot be denied. Just look at television. Just read the paper, please. Pay, if you're paying any attention, you know we're not making this up. And so if we're not making it up, then it's real. So your denial, your bullying, that was totally cyberbullying, your bullying me and other people who want to talk about this is not going to change the fact that it exists and that we're going to keep saying it. As a matter of fact, when you do that, you are basically proving the point that you are a victim as well. You are proving the point that you are full of shame, because if you were not full of shame, you would come to this conversation and say, okay, what am I missing? I know I didn't do that. My people were poor. They didn't own slaves. So why do I feel this way? Why are you trying to make me feel this way? Because that's exactly what happened in my class when I would bring up racism and I would show documentaries about the creation of race and those kinds of things. When I would do that, of course, the white students are like frowning and trying to look academic and trying to look studious, but boiling inside. And then when they do their journals, and I'm reading them, and they talk about what they're actually feeling, which was a good thing. And again, it took me maybe 10 of those years or more to realize that it was not guilt that these students were feeling because they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything, I guess, to create it. But they were feeling bad. And, of course, the black students, especially some of them from that were not born in America, were rescuing these students because they didn't want to feel the shame of being people of color either. So we have a whole classroom and a whole country of people who are feeling the shame of the institution of racism but not willing to talk about it. And as a family therapist, as a relationship expert and practitioner, I know, and you know, even not having degrees and training in that field, you know that when you don't talk about something, there's something in it. There's something in it that keeps you from talking about it. And what I'm offering is that something is shame. But the only way we stand up to the shame, everybody, is that we talk about it. The only way that we're going to get past what has happened to us and what continues to happen to all of us is that we talk about it. So feel that shame. I would invite you to allow yourself to be still a minute, to just accept what's going on inside you. And this is for black people, and this is for white people, and I'm sorry all the other people that you have to hear this. It's like you're not in this family, but you are. But let's think of this as the black people and white people are the parents, metaphorically. So the parents got a problem, and the problem is something that they've been struggling with even before they got together. And everybody else are in a situation where they're having to put up with what the parents are going through. Now, this is a metaphor, This is a metaphor. This is metaphorically, so don't start tripping that it sounds like I'm being condescending or degrading other people. I'm just trying to make the point that black people and white people have been in this fight, in this entangled in this system for a really long time. And they are in relationship with this shame and with racism all at the same time. So we basically have the problem, and everybody else is just inherited it. That should help you out. So because we have inherited this problem of shame, white people, that your ancestors enslaved people, you know, and have continued to demonize and victimize and villainize these people over 300 years, and then you have black people who have the shame of having had ancestors who were enslaved and then uneducated and were taught that they were inferior, and you have all that going on in their minds. And then add to that skin color, hair texture, noses, you name it. Add that to it, and then you have a people who are full of hatred, self-hatred, blacks and whites. You know, we always attribute that to black people because, you know, we're always trying to change the way we look to fit in and deny our parents and our heritage because of how it's been demonized. But then you have a group of other people who have this stigma of or have this stigma of supposedly inferiority and intellectual abilities and creativity and you name it, everything, all things good is white. That is difficult to live up to, too, especially when you have a group of people saying that you're not. And everything in your world has taught you that you are better than everybody else. And even without teaching you that, you learn that. And if you don't believe me, start paying attention to what you think about others, especially black people. And then ask yourself, how did you get there, black people? If you don't think you're full of shame, start really take a look at your nose and your hair and your skin color and your abilities and where you are in life and ask yourself if being black has nothing to do with it and how you feel about that. It's not affecting how you function in the world. Or even if you think you've overcome that, then how is it that you are still questioning yourself when you know you're good at what you do? So it is so ingrained that maybe it's going to take three more centuries for us to get past it, but I think at this point in history and our lives, we cannot keep pretending that we're not bothered. We can't keep pretending that we're not in pain. We can't keep pretending that we're not full of shame about who we are and where we are and how we got there, because all of that influences our lives and how we respond to each other. I have spent the last 13 and a half minutes talking about what shame has done to us. My website is drdeborahnixon.com, drdeborahnixon.com. If you are interested in corporate training, individual coaching, go to my website. There is a space for you to make an appointment. And you get 15 minutes time to just talk to me about whatever you want to say. You know why? Because whether it's good or it's bad, it's needful. And I may walk away from that conversation not feeling so good about you or me, but my pride is I had the conversation. So don't keep putting up with the shame that's inside you. Check in with somebody. I'm inviting you to check in with me, drdeborahnixon.com. Make an appointment for 15 minutes of free coaching. If you're a corporation or individual or professional, this is the time. And if you are interested in putting something together to bring this conversation to a larger stage, then you are listening to the right person. It's been my honor on the real. We do know these things. It's time for us to stand up to the shame that's been keeping us all back. Until next time, this has been Dr. Deborah, and it's been real for me.